What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here on this Sunday morning, April 19th, 2026. Your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to this episode. All things K-State sports. Oh, yeah. My name's Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Getting straight on into it. Folks, with the postcast of K-State baseball, a huge inning late last night there as K-State was trailing for, it felt like it was going to be one of them games that K-State, for whatever reason, couldn't get anything going offensively. And then once again, late, starting in the stretch inning of the seventh there, K-State, there finally got things going, and then the can of worms open there for K-State as K-State, your Wildcats, clinch the series over Arizona and end up blowing them out 11-1 last night out in Tucson, Arizona. And it's a big thank you to Nick English, three-run home run there in the seventh inning, and then this thing got called off after eight innings because K-State went to work in the eighth inning and provided more offense there as well. But yeah, it felt like there for a while, you know, with Lincoln Sheffield on the mound, you're just coming off of a pitching duel in game one. All right, what's going to happen now? You know, these games have a different meaning from game to game. It's not, you're not going to get the same thing. But, and I just talked about really on yesterday's show that we've gotten accustomed to the 13 to 12 games and all these high scoring games here. And we were seeing for the longest time, well, is K-State going to not score a run here in this game? And then sure enough, here, top of the seventh inning, Nick English lit a fire with this offense there as well. And Lincoln Sheffield was great last night for K-State as they win, as well as K-State clinches the series and now has the opportunity. Here we go with the opportunity for a sweep later on today in Tucson, Arizona there. Let's get to Pete Hughes. Let's get to Pete Hughes, head coach of this team, saying, quote, ebbs and flows of college baseball. That was as good as a pitching duel as you'll see in as this level for six innings. And goes on to say, end quote, we get a big pitch hit off the bench from an unselfish kid, Nick English, the ultimate team player. If you saw in last night's game where Bear Matlack made the great block and feed to Miles Smith, he was the first guy off the bench to congratulate Bear. That mindset puts him in a good situation to come through for his team, and he changed the course of the game. Yeah, man. I mean, look. If you can minimize the offense there, like I've been saying, give your offense a chance. And this was also one of those games yesterday where your pitching had to come through. And Lincoln Sheffield did just that there as well. Smith Bailey was also good for Arizona. We'll take a look at the box score here. But K-State gets a last laugh there. And this turned out to be a shortened game. Yeah, Arizona, it was a scoreless game. And this has been, honestly, probably for the exception. And again, and you could probably say for the second straight night in a row, K-State had to dig deep in the late innings to beat Arizona, a less than 500 ball club. So there you go on that one. But this was no score until the bottom of the fifth inning where Arizona got on the board first. Carson McIntyre went deep off of Lincoln Sheffield there in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that was it until K-State finally said, enough's enough, let's wake the hell up. And then you get that three-run home run off the bat of Nick English there, and then it all just... the can of worms is open in the eighth inning, and the game stop was called off right there. You could have just finished it out right there. I don't understand these not finishing. If you're going to get to that point of the game, you might as well just finish it out. But hey, I'm not the umpires or whatnot, so I mean, we share. I mean, and oh, by the way, that's another run win shortened win for K-State. This was about to be an embarrassing loss there, but K-State, the offense came through when it needed to do for the second night in a row, and K-State wins the series. Now you go for the sweep later on this afternoon. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast rolls on. Oh, yeah, by the way, yes, this is a daily podcast. I'm going to take the time out right now. Daily podcast, folks. All things K-State athletics, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, so forth, track and field. Big news out of them. I'll get to that maybe after work today. We'll see how that shakes out there, and so much more. If it's your very first time listening to an episode of the show, thank you so much. Hey, the bus don't stop after Friday night. We keep things moving throughout the weekend. I know I only posted one episode yesterday, but still, it's a daily podcast. Sometimes you get two episodes, and then random times, you get three episodes a day. Maybe today might be that day. Y'all get two episodes. This is going to come out this morning, per usual. And then we might squeeze in a recap here, either on track and field from day one. We have to rewind back a little bit. Or if anything comes up while I'm at work, if something breaks, I'll hop up on the mic after work. We'll get it to you here on this podcast there. Everyday podcast, all things K-State sports right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, the line score for K-State, 11 runs, 9 hits, and an error. Meanwhile, Arizona, 1 run, 4 hits, and an error. Lincoln Sheffield held it down for K-State. He gets his 6th win of the year, 6-1, while Patrick Morris got the loss there for Arizona in this game. And I'm going to go right to the – and Lincoln Sheffield, another complete game. I think this is his second or third one of the year. Lincoln Sheffield saved the bullpen, so it looks like it could be a bullpen game later this afternoon, because it seemed to be that way anyways, because the pattern of it is you have, obviously, James got it, and I actually – let me finish this mental note real fast before I get way out of the weeds here. I clamored for Lincoln Sheffield to move up in the pitching order. So yeah, that going on. Sheffield, he was originally third in the pitching rotation, and then of course Lincoln Sheffield goes to the number two spot. You leave Guyette in the first spot, and then you get to the Tanner Duke usually been starting the midweek games. And the third game, you usually are getting the bullpen game. So, more than likely today, you're getting the bullpen game for game number three. And K-State will look now to try to sweep the series against Arizona. So, I just want to clarify that. Yeah, I clamor for Lincoln Sheffield to move up. And then there he is. Complete game, 8 innings, even though a short inning. But we'll just have to ride with it. 4 hits, a run that was earned, and he struck out 10 Wildcats in this one. Brady Smith went toe-to-toe with Sheffield, but he got no decision, of course. 6 innings pitched. Oh, drama, baby. A hit, a walk, and oh, my goodness. Wow. 15 strikeouts there for Bailey Smith, and K-State was really, woo! Oh my goodness, I did not realize he was that dominant there. 15 strikeouts, and yet K-State found a way to win this ball game there. Arizona, obviously, with Patrick Morris, Corey King, Ben Hickman, and Matthew Martinez, 4 more pitchers used up after the dominant performance there, but Bailey Smith there on K-State's lineup there. But speaking of K-State's lineup there, let's take a look at it, because it changed the whole complexion of this game late for the second consecutive game in the series. K-State had a rally late in the series because Arizona can't score enough runs. we keep shutting them down. Let me see. Shantiro. My guy Shantiro went hitless in the on the night. D. Kennedy drove in 4 runs last night. He went 2-for-5 in the game. AJ Escovasco, 3-for-5 in the ballgame. Barrett Madlack was mentioned in that little quote there from your manager, Pete Hughes, of Kansas State, 2-for-4. Caden Carl, another hit for him, 1-for-3 on the night. Nick English, yeah, clearly the play of the game, or you could say the hit of the game there with the 3-run blast there. If you don't get that, you can definitely see this game. You definitely see this game go 9 innings for sure. True, and so we've seen K-State battle back now 2 straight games in this series, and for Arizona, for K-State, this could have been disastrous because Arizona has led more times than not in this series, and then K-State has to dig deep and. It really come through when it's right, and they have done just that there as well. This ball game there. Let me see here some other notes here. Arizona, yeah, they struck with 15 of those strikeouts by. Now forget Bailey Smith. Those 4 combined after him struck out 3. They struck out 18 Wildcats in this ball game there as well. So there you go on that one. K-State, though, and we'll go with this here. Actually, we'll go with these 2 little notes here. K-State has now scored double digits in 20 games this year out of the 39 has played, game 40 later on this afternoon, and they've averaged almost 9.5 runs a game. That's insane. And that's given the fact that they only scored 2 in game 1. You come out. When we reached the late innings this time last night, you say, hey, is us enough? Let's go out and crank out some more home runs. So 11 more runs last night, but it's K-State offense. And speaking of home runs, 63 home runs. Now tied for 7th all-time in K-State school history. And now in the Pete Hughes era, they have now recorded 6 of the top 7 seasons in terms of home run production there as well. So we talked about the home runs a lot last year. It's again coming in popular form yet again here in 2026. And they'll look to sweep Arizona later on this afternoon here. Let me get to where I was going to get to. Yeah, so 2 Central Time. Game, and then that's a new time first pitch out there in Tucson, Arizona. Meanwhile, here in the Central Time Zone, 2:00 Central Time, the game 3, the series finale between Arizona and K-State. K-State goes for the sweep. so we'll see if they can complete it. And oh, by the way, yeah, K-State now is, if I can go... I'm looking at other notes here. Yeah, K-State now 25-14 in 2026, back over 500 in the seesaw 2026 Big 12 season now, back to 9-8. Let's see if they can get a little bit of breathing room here as they'll look to take the Bruins to Arizona later on this afternoon after a offensive barrage late in game 2 last night to seal the deal. For Kansas State, the Pro Barger Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it where our podcast is found, free and available daily, or just record Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, we're pretty much almost everywhere. Wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast on any podcasting platform, make sure you have this to Encyclopedia of K-State Podcast, the Pro Barger Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State offense wakes up just in time in game 2 and takes the series. In game 2 last night, Kansas State 11, Arizona 1. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Pro Barger Podcast, all things Kansas sports. And yeah, by the way, yes, K-State now has won their second, well, you can probably call it their back-to-back Big 12 series. And they failed the sweep last week. Let's see if they can complete the sweep. This time, later on, this afternoon, out there in Tucson, Arizona. Go Cats!